السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're recording. So we continue these names. All these names that are mentioned at the end of Surah Al-Hashr, are they names of greatness or names of beauty? Names of greatness. Okay. So write down all the... Yes, go ahead. Write down all the names at the end of Surah Al-Hashr as names of greatness. Then names of greatness, Allah wants you to follow the names of greatness?
No.
The meaning that Allah has won, it means that He is the only one who owns the names of greatness. He's the only one that owns the names of greatness. Nobody owns the names of greatness except
Allah.
He is the only owner of the names of greatness. All right? Okay. Now,
at the end of or at the beginning of Surah Al-Hashr?
The names of Allah at the end of Surah Al-Hashr are names of greatness. Now, what is the meaning of yusabbih? When you say subhanallah, what does it mean? No, this is Alhamdulillah. Huh?
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. What's the meaning of Subhanallah?
God is greater.
This is Allahu Akbar.
Oh.
Huh? What's the meaning of Subhanallah, Aliya?
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead, Sania.
Beautiful.
Like. No, Sunni, Subhanallah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you see like flowers.
Means Allah is better. Means Allah is better.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't put anything on the right. Keep it open-ended. Why? Because Allah is better than anything. Just like saying Allahu Akbar. Do you say Allahu Akbar min al-jinn? Allahu Akbar min al-jibal? Allahu Akbar min al-universe? No. You say Allahu Akbar. Akbar from what? Allah is greater. Greater than what? Open-ended. Just whatever you put on the other side, Allah is Akbar. This is beauty of language. This is the language art. Say Allahu Akbar. Same thing with yusabbih, subhanallah, means Allah is better. Allah is better than one? Anything you put on the right. Say subhanallah means Allah is better. Better than what? Anything you put on the right. So it's called open-ended. Same thing like Allahu Akbar. Okay, now subhanallah, when do you say subhanallah? When you see when somebody insults Allah by saying, okay, Allah takes a nap, then you say what? Subhanallah. It means what? Allah's better than that, right? So when something tells you that Allah created heavens and earth in 6 days and He had to rest in the seventh day, what do we say? What do we say? Subhanallah, which means Allah's better than that. You know, when we say that Allah learns from His mistakes, what do we say? Subhanallah, means Allah's better than that. When we say Allah went down to earth and He was beaten up so hard by mean criminals, and they really hurt Him, we say what? Subhanallah. So here, when somebody says Allah eats, we say Subhanallah, means Allah's better than that. When somebody says Allah sleeps, Subhanallah, Allah is better than that. All right. Now, continuing in the names of Allah, the two names of Allah that they call the greatest names. What are the greatest names? The greatest name of Allah is the name that when you ask Allah, in these names, Allah will not turn you down. So this is called Ismullahi al-A'zam. Ismullahi al-A'zam. Ismullahi al-A'zam. Or the greatest name of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has... you're late.
Did I tell you that I was going to go to the bathroom?
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Did you memorize?
The ayahs?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Talk to you after the class. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say there are two names of Allah called Al-Ism Al-A'zam. One name of Allah called Al-Ism Al-A'zam. Al-Ism Al-A'zam. Al-Ism Al-A'zam means greatest name. If you ask Allah in this name, Allah will not turn you down. So Ismullah Al-A'zam is the greatest name. If you ask Allah by this name, then Allah will not turn you down. So if you ask Allah in the name of Al-Ism Al-A'zam, the greatest name, Allah will not turn your dua down. So many people try to...
When you die, do you really have to recite that forever?
When you die, just before your death, Allah, if you're a good guy, Allah will remind you to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. If you're a bad guy, Allah will take it away from your heart and you will not be able to remember it. Or you will not say it for whatever reason it is. Because Allah, when Allah dislikes a person, Allah discourages this person from praying. Okay, because Allah doesn't want him to pray or her to pray. When somebody Allah loves, Allah will encourage him to pray. So Allah, because Allah wants to give him a lot of hasanat and take him to Jannah. So now, back into the Ismullah al-A'zam. Okay, now, Ismullah al-A'zam, many scholars have said many things about it. Okay, but I would choose one of them. The one of Ismullah al-A'zam is Al-Hayy al-Qayyum. How many times, where is Al-Hayy al-Qayyum, in which surah? So, Al-Hayy al-Qayyum in which surah? Yes, this is in Ayat al-Kursi. That's right, this is in Ayat al-Kursi. Ayat al-Kursi would be the subject in the coming weeks that we will be talking about. So you start, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa what? Al-Hayy al-Qayyum. Al-Hayy al-Qayyum.
I already memorized that.
Now, this is the name, the greatest name of Allah. Now, can I just be with you? Can I say, Ya Allah, as'aluka bi-ismika al-Hayy al-Qayyum to give me $1 million, for example?
No.
Does it work that way? No. It has to be coming from a heart, a desperate heart. It has to come from a desperate heart. A heart that is burning and a heart that is, you know, Ya Allah, I have no help except you. Okay? So Allah, when you ask Allah, when you are desperate, Allah will answer your call. Especially when you ask Allah in His greatest name. Allah will give you what you want if you're desperate. The meaning of desperate, like you're a person who is desperate, you don't have anything else to help you. You just say, Ya Allah, no one will help me. That's it. You are the only one that can take me out or save me out from this problem. Go sit over there. Go sit over there. Yeah, go sit over there. Over there. Over there. Okay. So, what is the meaning of Al-Hayy? Ever living. Al-Hayy is what? Ever living. Al-Hayy means ever living. Now, how come Allah is ever living? Does Allah have a start?
Oh, spot?
Start.
No, He was always there.
Does He have an end?
No.
No, He will always be there. Now, He contains the time. He contains the time. The time does not contain Him. Like, for example, if we take one of you, let's say we take you, what's your name?
Hmm?
Your
Salim.
Name? Salim. If we take Salim and say, okay, Salim, Are you, do you contain time or time contains you? You say time contains you. How? If this is the axis of time, Salim starts at birth and ends at what?
Born in Oak Town.
Ends at death.
Born in Oak Town.
So let's say this one is January 1st, 2001. Let's say this is January 1st, 2001. And let's say the death is January 5th, 2030. Okay? If we say that. Okay. Then we say Salim is contained in the time period. So before birth, Salim does not exist. After birth, after death, Salim does not exist. Meaning that Salim is contained in time. Got it? So the time contains Salim. Salim does not contain the time, right? The time contains everything because the time is very strong. The time will age anything that Allah created will be aged by the time. Time, this is why time is so strong. It can age anybody except Allah. Allah is constant. Constant means does not change. No changes. Okay? No changes. When I saw Elizabeth Taylor before she died, she was beauty, right? She was the Miss USA at one point. When I saw her before she died, she looks awful. She looks horrible. So I said to myself, immediately, what's the dua? I said, Subhanalladhi yughayyir wa la yataghayyir. Praise be to the one who changes everybody, but he himself does not change. The word to change does not apply to Allah. Got it? You got that? So Allah contains the time. The time does not contain Allah. So right with you. Allah contains the time. The time does not contain Allah. And just write like this. This is start of life. This is end of life. Start of life, end of life. You're taking notes? Allah contains. Allah contains it. It's outside of time. It means that Allah was there and he will be there. So say was there, will be there. You got it? You understand now? So Allah doesn't have time. Allah doesn't have time. Allah is bigger than Allah is controlled by the time. True or false?
False.
Are we controlled by time?
Yes.
Yes. The time ages us and make us lose our, like for you right now, the time makes you better and better, like makes you grow up. Until you reach to the level age of 40, then it declines. Your creation declines.
Then you get weaker in your life force.
Exactly. And you might end up at the end a person who needs diaper, just like the newborn babies. I've seen it a lot.
Oh, people that are brain dead?
No, people that are very old and very sick, they cannot control, so they have to have a diaper on them. So Allah contains the time, right? Mm-hmm. The time does not contain Allah, right?
Right.
Good. Now, we are made of pieces of time. You are made of a piece of time. This is the piece of time that you are, you exist. So write down, this is the piece of time you exist in. Or take this one here. This is you, your birth, your death, and then your existence is a piece of time. You see how your existence is a piece of time?
Yeah.
So let's say, Your piece of time, let's say, is 50. 50 years. Every year, you lose one piece of you. Every year, one piece of you is lost. Like what? Like the ice. Think about it like the ice. Every day, the ice melts.
Melt?
Yes. Melts. Part of the ice melts.
Why?
Ice or ice?
Ice. Ice cream?
Oh!
No. Ice.
What are you doing?
In the ice, when the ice melts, this is part of your existence is melting. You got it? At the point, your all will be melting. So think of it like the time is the heat, and you are a piece of ice, and you're shrinking. Your life shrinks, so you lose a piece of you. So every day is one piece. The first day is first piece, second day, second piece. And it's like some people will throw away pieces from the windows. Oh, they waste their time. They don't care. So they throw away pieces of ice from the window. Okay. Okay. So Allah is, his name has two names. He is al-awwal. He is al-awwal. So the first without spot. Al-awwal. And he's al-akhir. So write down the first without start. So Allah is the first before without a start, is the end without an end. Okay? Allah is before the start without a start. Allah is after the end without an end. You got that? So everything to Allah is He controls the time. And He created the time to control everybody else. You got this part?
Yeah.
Allah changes. True or false? So you say what? Subhanallah. Allah does not change. Allah does not change. Allah ages? Allah ages? No. Allah's existence is taken away, is melting away with time? No. Like us? No. You got it? So Al-Hayy. He is Al-Hayy. What is Al-Qayyum? Al-Qayyum is life. Life support provider. Qayyum is what life support provides. Do we depend the one whom all creation depends on? Qayyum means all the creation of Allah depends on to provide life support. Got it? So, you depend on food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And juice. Huh? And juice and milk. You depend on
and chips.
You depend on cows to eat beef. You depend on something to give you your dress. So are you dependent?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You can say I am. My kids are dependent on me, but I am dependent on who?
Allah.
Yeah, okay. So nobody, Allah is the life support provider. So Al-Qayyum means, Al-Qayyum means life support provider. Alright, life support provider. It means that Allah is the one who's providing you with support. Allah is supporting your existence. Now who is supporting Allah? Nobody is supporting Allah. Allah needs support? No, Allah doesn't need support. So that is the meaning of Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum. Now, Surah Al-Kursi was revealed. There is a nice story behind Surah Al-Kursi. What is it? A Bedouin guy came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know how Bedouin guys are?
Yeah, they're hold on.
No, they are. No, they are very simple. Their brains, they are not sophisticated at all. They have no level of sophistication. Right? They are very, very simple. They are very, very simple. So the Bedouin guy, said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Describe Allah to me. Describe Allah. I want a description of Allah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the Prophet to tell the person, to describe Allah to this person. The first thing, Allah is al-hayy al-qayyum. The Arabi person, you know, the Bedouin person, understands what al-hayy means, ever living. Al-qayyum supports everybody. Okay, very simple. Then, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He does not take a nap. He does not take a what? He does not take a nap. Okay? And then, to him belongs all things in heavens and earth. And he's not tired of supporting heavens and earth. He's not tired of supporting them. And his chair is as big as... contains heavens and earth. Just the chair of Allah contains all existence. And he's not tired of keeping, he doesn't get tired in supporting heavens and earth and supporting his creation. Because no creation is independent from Allah's support. Allah is the one that provides for everything. And he is Ali, the most high. Azim, the most magnificent. The most high, the most magnificent.
Yeah.
Next time I'll just control that. And your mom is meeting with me after this. We're going to talk about it. Okay. All right. So now let me quiz you about what I said. Let me quiz you about what I said. All right?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Our language is saying F word and we are
no. This is really bad.
Just
look in front of you and don't talk. I'm going to quiz you about what I said. What is the name of Allah? Yes. What is the name of Allah? The first, no one before, without an end, without a start. The first without a start. What's the name of Allah? Al-awwal. That's right. Now, what is the name of Allah, the last without end? Al-akhir. Anybody else?
Be quiet, Amina.
Okay.
See what he said.
Oh, no, just one.
Al-akhir.
What is... Who controls Allah? The time controls Allah. Allah ages with time.
Allah controls time.
Changes the time.
No, he's just.
And the time does not change Allah. So, our life. Are we contained in life and time, or we contain time? We are contained in time. Good job. Good job. We get one.
He said dog. I think,
what?
He said I'm a dog. I said, Usha means dog, and he called me a dog.
Yeah.
He just called me dog. What am I? I didn't do anything.
What are you looking at him?
I'm not.
What
he just
said
it to
go
me.
Go sit over there. Go. I know who's the troublemaker. Yes?
After the end without
the
end,
how
do you
know
that?
Oh, al-akhir? This one is al-akhir, the last. The first without start, the last without an end. The last without an end. Let's change this one. The last without an end. All right.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want it.
Okay. Okay. Did I give you one instead?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're coming to you. All right. Now, when we say Subhanallah, what's the meaning of Subhanallah?
Allah is better than
what? When we say Allah is better than or Allah is greater than and we don't continue, what does it mean? It's called open-ended. Good job. Is this the second? You got one?
Too much. Don't you guys gonna get
a dish? Okay. I give you Zainab and Alia, Zainab Ahmed and Alia, they are the best students in Quran in memorization. So both, they get two lollipops. They get a chance. They are the best in Quran memorization. Okay. All right. So now, okay. Now let me continue to quiz you. Yes?
I didn't look at him, and he just said a bad word.
Don't look at him.
I didn't even look at him, and he said to me.
Then how did you say?
I didn't say anything to him. He just said it to me.
No. All right. So. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس. الملك. What's the meaning of الملك?
The king.
The king. Can you? Do you know about a king that owns but doesn't rule?
Oh, Allah.
No. The what?
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth. Is it the same kind?
Oh, I already got that one.
Can I have one?
Damn, so you your got teeth two? Are so blue.
Okay. So. All right. So, who rules England, for example?
Elizabeth.
The prime minister, right? So, Allah owns and rules, right? Allah owns and rules.
Queen Elizabeth owns but does not rule.
Queen Elizabeth owns but does not rule.
Allah owns and rules.
Allah owns and rules. Good. What is the meaning of Quddus? Quddus.
Oh my God. It's the provider.
Al-Quddus? No, that's Al-Qayyum. So what is Al-Quddus?
Wait.
What is Al-Quddus?
He rules and owns.
No. Owns but does not rule.
The infinitely pure. The infinitely pure. The purity itself.
Dang it.
So, the angels do taqdis, or what is the difference between taqdis and tazkiyah?
Oh, taqdis is what angels do to purify themselves.
Uh-huh.
And then tazkiyah is what humans do to get
clean themselves. Good job.
No.
Yes. So, because angels are perfect, we don't need cleaning. They just need to purification. They purify themselves by more dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's angels. How about humans? They clean themselves because humans have dirty, you know, they have soul. They have a soul that commands evil. Like what? Lower desires, selfishness, greed.
Temptations,
bad temptations. So humans need cleaning from temptations. Selfishness, greed, arrogo. I'm sorry. Ego, arrogance.
Ego,
love of power, meanness. All these temptations. So we need to clean our heart from all these temptations. How do we clean our heart? Using the process of tazkiyah. The process of the skin. Good job. Okay.
Can I switch this one for
At the end of the class.
Now tell me. Allah, عالم الغيب والشهادة. He knows the seen and the unseen. Okay. Give me an example of the... Okay, the unseen, there are two kinds of unseens. What are they?
That's right.
The unseen is the world of Allah or the absent world. Like you're not in New York, for example, right now to know what's going on. So that's unseen for you. Right. Allah knows both. Now, why Allah said in the Quran that He knows the leaf of the tree falling on the ground. He knows where is it coming from, where is it going to, and where, how is it falling, at what time, at what speed, in what direction. Now, how come Allah knows all these details?
Because
He's the one that makes it happen, and He knows what He's doing, right? He knows what He's doing. So He's the one that's making it happen. So it comes, Allah, is there details and non-details to Allah? Do Allah have details and non-details?
No.
To Allah, everything is same. Whether it's a big matter or little matter, they are the same. Why? Because He's always, he knows this as much as this. You know, he's the one that makes things happen. All right? Okay. So, Wallahu ladhi la ilaha illa huwal malikul quddus as-salam. As-salam. Let me quiz you on as-salam. As-salam is the peace. Okay, the owner of peace. As-salam is the owner of peace.
The true source of security.
The true source of security, right.
Good job.
Yeah. What happens? What happens if you go to the... What is the Dar as-Salam? What is Dar as-Salam? The house of security, which is?
Jannah.
Yeah. That's right. So the house of as-Salam is Jannah. Jannah is the house of Salam. Why is it called the house of Salam?
Because Salam is like
peace. Well,
because when you get there, you will be secured. And peace. So this is the house of as-Salam. Dar as-Salam. And then there was like... Look to the ball. So... Jerusalem, by the way, the city Jerusalem, you know it?
Yes.
Okay. The city of Jerusalem was used to call Dar es Salaam. And then Dar es Salaam. Then Jerusalem. 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 It used to be called Dar es Salaam. Of course, it's not the real Dar es Salaam. But this is a name. This is a name. Dar es Salaam in the Quran, when Allah talks about Dar es Salaam, Allah is talking about Jannah. Because Allah said the believers have the dar, will have the Dar as-Salam. Will have the Dar as-Salam. Okay. Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min.
The believer,
The believer in what?
Himself.
In himself. So Allah believes in himself the most. How come? Because what? Why can't anybody believe in Allah more than Allah believing
because
in himself?
Because he knows himself more than anyone.
Because he knows himself. So, are you following us with writings? Okay. So, he knows himself, nobody knows Allah. If I want to insult you, I say you don't believe in yourself, right? So, can we say, if somebody tells you Allah does not believe in himself, what do you say?
That's why.
Huh? Subhanallah, yes, you say Subhanallah. Subhanallah means what? Means Allah's better than that, than what you said. Allah's better than that. Okay, Al-Muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin is what? What's the meaning of Al-Muhaymin? Al-Muhaymin. What's the meaning of Al-Muhaymin? Al-Muhaymin is the controller. The highest level of control. Okay. When you muhaymin, when you control something, can you lose it? As
yes,
a human.
Yeah, because anything humans own can be lost right
there. Or rotten, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have a control. We don't have 100% control. Right? Now when Allah owns something, would he lose it?
Never.
Would it grow?
Never.
Would it become rotten?
Never.
Unless he wants to be rotten, then he will make it rotten. Otherwise, it will not. Allah has full control over his belongings. Can they be taken away from him? No. This is Al-Muhaymin. Okay. Al-Aziz. What's the meaning of Al-Aziz? Huh? Al-Aziz, you're not trying at all.
Oh, the mighty.
Four of you.
The mighty.
Al-Aziz is the mighty. Okay, explain to us the Aziz. How are we being tested if we believe in the name of Al-Aziz or not?
Because we're being mighty.
No, no.
So if you want to please your boss or if you want to please Allah, if your boss is the confidence of pleasing Allah.
If you seek izzah from a human being,
then
by disobeying Allah, then you disbelieved in the name, in the name what? Al-Aziz. Good job. So, you seek izzah from the President of the United States?
No.
You seek izzah from The CIA?
No.
You seek Izzah from Allah. From Allah. You stand up and you become fearless and you seek Izzah from Allah. Allah is the source of my Izzah. I have Izzah because I got it from who? From Allah. If somebody tells you to disobey Allah, and that person is very mighty and strong, has a lot of Izzah, and he tells you to do something to disobey Allah. For example, just as an example, if somebody tells you to spy, and that person who told you to spy is very powerful and strong, Allah says don't spy. So which one do you listen to? You follow? If somebody tells you have to take off your scarf, and Allah said keep your scarf, If you seek izzah from Allah, you listen to Allah. If you seek izzah from other than Allah, then what happens?
That means you don't believe in the name.
Huh?
That means you don't believe in the name.
Then you don't believe in your name, Al-Aziz. You guys, these are very active, and you guys are not. So. Names? Okay. We were here, by the way. Okay. What is the meaning of al-Jabbar?
That means
that's his last name.
That's my last name.
Okay, no, your name is Jabbar.
Yeah, no, but
not Al-Jabbar.
Sorry.
Al-Jabbar, it is haram to... Yeah, before we go further, about the names.
Okay,
can I call somebody Al-Kareem?
No, it's haram.
But can I call him Kareem?
Yes.
Yes.
You can't say Al, because that's only specified
for Allah. Perfect. What if I want to have a name Al-Kareem for my child? I say Abdul Kareem.
That's allowed.
For boys. For girls, say Amat al-Kareem. Amat al-Kareem or Abd al-Kareem. You got it? Amma is like slave. Amma means like slave. And we're all slaves to Allah. Abd is a slave. So you say Abd al-Kareem or Amat al-Kareem. Okay. So back into al-Jabbar. What's the meaning of al-Jabbar? The one who is more mighty than anything else. In terms of what? In terms of nobody can compel Allah. So you can say it's the most compeller. The most compeller. The most what?
Compeller.
Can you compel Allah?
No.
No. Can Allah compel you?
Yes.
Allah can compel you. Al-Jabbar. And there's another nice meaning of al-Jabbar, which is the one who heals the broken things. The one who heals what? The broken things. Like if your heart is broken, Allah will heal it to you. If your life is broken, Allah will heal it. So he's the one that heals. Al-Jabbar. What is al-Mutakabbir? Al-Mutakabbir. Mutakabbir. Let's hear from this group. Al-Mutakabbir.
Mutakabbir means to...
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر المتكبر. The one who makes himself above his creation. The one who makes himself above his creation. The one who makes himself above his creation.
I wasn't here for that.
Huh?
Never mind.
That's fine. We'll come to the thing you were here to. So, okay. Now, because Allah, nobody can be above Allah. So, Allah is the most high. Because Allah, nobody can compel Allah. Allah can compel everybody. Nobody can compel Allah. So, that's al-Jabbar. And then, Subhanallah amma yushrikun. What is the meaning of Subhanallah amma yushrikun?
Allah is better
than?
Than everything that's on the right.
Yes. Than anything, this ayah in particular, Allah says, Allah is better than?
Everything.
Oh, you said, Subhanallah amma yasifun, it means Allah better than anything they treat as God. Anything that they treat as God. Do we treat people sometimes as gods? Yes. I'll give you a stupid example of people treating... Yeah, I'll give you an example of the people who worship idols. So they treat idols the way Allah should have been treated. They depend on idols the way Allah to be depended on.
Allah should be treated better than we treat idols.
Allah, nobody should be treated the way Allah to be treated. Like what? Like we pray to Allah, right? Can you pray to an idol? If you pray to an idol, then you're treating this idol the way you're treating Allah. So Allah says, Subhanallah amma yushrikun. It means that Allah is bigger than anything they use as a God. Anything that they treat as God. Allah is better than that. So you name it. You name it. Remember that people love to be treated like gods on earth. Especially leaders and kings. And presidents, they like to be treated as gods on earth. Okay, so they want you to be afraid of them the way you are afraid of Allah. They would like you to be submissive to them the way they are submissive to Allah. The word you're submissive to Allah means what? Muslim, right? We're Muslim to Allah, then you're Muslim. So they don't want you to be submissive to Allah. They want you to be submissive to who? To them. So. Huh? So, like the Pharaoh, he said, I am your highest Lord. What was he asking by saying, I'm the highest Lord? The biggest God out of all, that he's the boss of all these idols. Yeah, he's above them. He's the boss of all these idols. Why did he do that? Because of the desire to be treated like God on earth. Good. Now, the people who worship him, then they treat him the way Allah is to be treated. Those guys are called mushrikun. Those guys are called what? Mushrikun. So what is the mushrikun? The ones who treat others the way Allah to be should be treated. This is mushrikun. What is opposite to shirk? Huh? Opposite to shirk is what? What is opposite to shirk? Shirk means treating somebody the way Allah to be treated,
yeah,
or the way we treat Allah.
Shirk is also believing in like magic and stuff like that.
Shirk? Okay. Then yes. Then what? What's the opposite of shirk? Huh? Yeah, not to treat anybody the way you treat Allah. Okay, so what is the opposite? What's the name? What's the name of opposite of shirk? The opposite of shirk is? No. Muwahid. Or actually, the opposite of shirk is tawheed. Tawheed. So write it down. Tawheed. Tawheed. And then muwahid. Muwahid is the person. Tawheed is the noun. So the person who practices tawheed, then this person is called muwahid. Muwahid, the oneness of Allah. Muwahid. Okay. There are two kinds of tawheed. There are two kinds of what? Tawheed. The first kind of tawheed is tawheed of the numbers. Tawheed of the what? Numbers. So we say Allah is?
One.
So that is, what, how many Allahs do we have? How many gods?
One.
And then the second kind of tawheed is tawheed of the names of Allah. Tawheed of what? The names of Allah. Asma'illah al-Husna, yes. Tawheed al-Asma'. What is Tawheed al-Asma'? Means you believe in the names of greatness. You believe that nobody owns the names of greatness except Allah. If you treat anybody the way Allah to be treated, then you have injured your Tawheed. You're no longer Muwahid 100%. You're losing your Tawheed. You're losing Tawheed. And loss of Tawheed comes, you lose Tawheed gradually. It's like a tank full of water, and then you put a hole in it, and then drains. That is the tawheed that you lose. That is the tawheed you lose, right? So what is if you teach somebody the way Allah to be treated, what's the name of that? We just talked about it. Shirk, mashallah. What's the opposite of shirk?
Tawheed,
mashallah. How do you injure your tawheed? There are two kinds of tawheed. What are they?
By treating someone the way Allah is supposed to be treated.
Yeah, the one tawheed is like, say Allah is one. Okay, right? And the second kind of tawheed is that you hold the names of Allah only to Allah, which is like I just said, don't treat anybody the way Allah is to be treated. Okay? What are we? Muwahideen. What are we? Muwahideen. We say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So we are Muwahideen. The ones who worship idols are Mushrikeen. So there is Mushrikeen and Muwahideen. Yalla, you're dismissed. Assalamu alaikum. You deserve one.
Yeah, I only got one lollipop.
You only got one?
I only got one.
Okay.
Can I keep the flavor?
Can I change this?
Actually, I
like it. Can I change this?
Yes, sure.
Seriously?
Okay. Okay. Yes. Alias needs another. You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, can I switch it?
Peach.
Adi, I'll come and take yours. No problem. No, no, you're not giving me. Oh, okay. No problem.